If you want to build discipline quickly and you want to really get yourself some momentum when it comes to following through on your own commitments, then begin by making it easy for yourself. I'm sure you've heard the self-help advice of eat that frog or take on the most difficult problem first thing in the day, and maybe you've tried it and perhaps it overwhelmed you. Maybe it even made you feel bad when you couldn't accomplish the most difficult thing on your task list, on your to-do list, and therefore you let yourself down, you didn't keep going, didn't keep trying because you felt so discouraged and you didn't feel like taking on anything else that you had planned for the day. I've watched this happen with even the most accomplished clients that I've worked with, where you just keep ramping up the level of difficulty in terms of challenge, and you make it harder and harder for yourself to achieve the goals that you set. And of course, it's great to be ambitious, it's great to be driven and to have goals that are really lofty and that stretch you and push you to become a better version of yourself. But sometimes we really need to flip the equation on its head in order to get you that momentum going. There's something really special that happens in your brain when it feels like you can do anything. When it feels like everything you're doing is easy, that it comes naturally, and that you don't even have to try that hard. It's really the beginning of that winner effect. You start to notice that you're ticking off tasks on your to-do list. You start to feel like, wow, I can pretty much do anything that I put in here. And even though you know you're tricking yourself a little bit and making it easier than it needs to be, it feels encouraging because you get a healthy release of dopamine. You start to anticipate and be excited about the next thing that you're going to do, and overall, your mood just starts to increase and improve. And this is why I need you to remember, and why it's so important to remember, that the state you're in largely determines what you're capable of doing. If you feel really upset, frustrated, angry, or resentful, depressed, none of that is going to actually propel you into action. And if anything, if you set even higher, more challenging, difficult goals, you're just gonna be even more discouraged, disengage even more, and get angry at yourself. And so here is where the quality questions start to come in. You can ask yourself something simple like, what can I do to make 1% progress? What's the easiest thing that I can do to take a step towards my goal? No matter what target you've set for yourself, there's always some low-hanging fruit. And if you take advantage of that, and you see the benefits, and you see the results, and you start to feel a little bit better, then what's higher up on the tree becomes easier and more attainable. It feels like it's closer to your reality. An easy example is if you say to yourself, oh, how am I gonna make $1 million? And you've never made $1 million before. It seems far out of reach. It seems really, really difficult. But if you break it down and you say, how much do I need to make per day? How much does my hourly rate need to be? Or how much passive income do I need per week in order to start to meet these targets? Or if you have a big project or any goal, anything that you're trying to accomplish, I'm asking you, chunk it down. You know, just find the little piece by piece play that you can put together for yourself. And already in that exercise alone, you start to become happier. You start to feel lighter because it's no longer this enormous beast that you can never cope with. And it turns into something where you feel like, yeah, this is doable. Why not? The only reason you're not progressing, the only reason you aren't staying disciplined, it's not because you're just this lazy person and you need to get your act together or force yourself to do the right thing. It's because you're probably overwhelming yourself and your emotions are not on your side. Then what we try to do is use logic, right, to overcome all of these emotions to say, well, I have to because of this reason and this reason and this reason. And what does that do? Create more pressure, more resistance, and more reasons for you not to, because you start to feel like a failure. Don't do this to yourself. Do not fall into this trap. You're better than that and you deserve better than that. Treat yourself like you're worth a lot. And that way you become worth more. If you treat yourself like just a piece of shit who doesn't deserve to be happy or successful, then of course you make that into a self-fulfilling prophecy. But if you start to say things in your head like, I deserve to enjoy the process, this is going to be fun, I'm gonna make it fun for myself, I deserve to have a good time, while I'm working towards my goals. Immediately, with a healthier perspective comes a more enjoyable experience, and with a more enjoyable experience, you start to work harder because you like what you're doing. That's the funny thing about doing something that you really enjoy. Time passes by so quickly you can barely keep track. On the other hand, if you dread what you're working on, if you feel resentful, every second on the clock feels like it goes on forever. And so discipline shouldn't be this horrible thing that you need to cultivate in order to get yourself to do the right thing. It should become a muscle that's easy to use and leverage in order to get yourself to do the right things so that you can achieve your goals without it feeling like a drag. If you are angry, bored, disengaged, not paying attention, losing your focus, this isn't closer towards your goals. You're getting further away from them. And forcing yourself to do the right thing is just going to propel you further down into those negative sensations, emotions, and experiences. But when you get yourself a couple of easy wins, and then maybe a few more, then maybe a few that are a little more challenging, then yeah, all of a sudden, this isn't so hard. I feel pretty good. I think I can do it. And before you know it, it's crazy how quickly your state changes. It's really incredible how your mind can go from being against you and trapping you, holding you back from being productive, to all of a sudden you're just a machine and it feels effortless. It feels like the world is, you know, helping you. The universe is conspiring in your favor. Everything starts to go your way. Just remember how much power you really have and how you are dictating your own reality with the lens that you choose to perceive it through. So when you have that pain, when you extend the suffering, when you keep telling yourself stories about why you can't or why you don't feel good, and you start to form this image of yourself as being someone who doesn't seem to be able to succeed at their goals, then that creates more of those experiences and it breeds more insecurity, which then puts you in a state of coping. Right now you need coping mechanisms just to get by. Maybe you start playing video games or smoking, or you start drinking, or you start going out and hanging out with people that really, you know, aren't helping you make your life any better, but it's just an escape. You just need to get away, anything to get away from your current reality, because it begins to be really that painful. As silly as it sounds, you know, just making your bed, eating some healthy food, you know, going for a 10-minute walk, drinking some water, you know, brush your teeth, take a nice warm shower. The simplest stuff that just feels good, because, you know, you do the basics right, and guess what? The more advanced stuff starts to get easier. And then if we start breaking your work into those small, easy, attainable goals instead of gigantic monster that we can't deal with, then yes, of course, no wonder that you begin to feel good. No wonder that you start to enjoy yourself more, because it doesn't feel like you're wrestling against yourself, pushing and constantly having to use and exert all this force. Instead, you're much more composed and it's lighter, it's easier. Also, that little bit of planning and really estimating time correctly, estimating effort correctly, makes a huge difference here. It's really unbelievable how many times I've watched people set goals for themselves that don't match up with reality. You know, they don't look at the fact that they need some time to eat and to relax and just breathe. And maybe you won't be taking a 2-minute shower, you want a 10-minute one. Or maybe you want a little bit of time just to sit there and think and really, you know, decompress, release some stress. Hey, you're not accounting for that. You're just accounting for every single thing that you think needs to be done that day. And another part of this equation too that you should take into account is, do I really need to be working on all of this? Can I hand some of this off? Can I outsource? Can I, you know, deal with it in a smarter way, in a more leveraged way, so that I stop getting in my own way so much? But the more time that you spend asking those quality questions of yourself, and the more time that you give yourself to properly estimate what you're going to achieve and what you're going to do, the easier it becomes. And it becomes a skill that's truly invaluable, because it's much more impactful, and really it creates bigger breakthroughs than any amount of forcing yourself to do the right thing ever will. because now you're really seeing the big picture of what you need to accomplish each day to lead you closer towards your goals, but also you're starting to feel the way that you need to feel in order to continue the momentum, to keep up that high-end work ethic, right? We cultivate that. We don't just get it for free. It's not something that just shows up because you decided to take on a lofty goal. And if you want to build more healthy discipline into your life, if you want somebody to hold you accountable every week to support you in your growth and make sure, guarantee that you achieve your goals in a way that feels good and is actually enjoyable, then I invite you to hop over to eraphael.com. Link is in the description. Over there, you can book a one-on-one consultation with me directly. We talk, see if we're a good fit, and if so, I will be coaching you, and I will be personally ensuring that you really are performing at your very best and that you're having a great time while doing it. Again, if you want to take advantage of it, eraphael.com. Link is in the description. As always, I hope that you enjoyed this one, and I will catch you on the next one.